of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
A welcome one and all. My name is Roger, and we warm you all today, both here today and those who are listening to the recording of the service. We also affirm and celebrate the diversity of our community, represented in age, in gender, sexuality, culture and ability. And we affirm that all people are welcome and trust that you will find this to be a safe place for you to grow in God's love and in the experience of a warm community. We do this as we aim to live out our purpose statement, loving God, growing together, partnering community and sharing faith. And as we acknowledge the First Peoples, as we gather, we also remember the original custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung people, and ask for God's grace to join with them in being good stewards of this land, its waters and diverse communities. Some notices. Helen has mentioned that With Love to the World has arrived, and it's on the back bench. And if anybody is after a spare copy or would like to check out the Bible reading guide, the number of people who are using it, I'm sure, would recommend it. The pastoral care group has, Tim Makisa has asked a number of people to be involved based on their nominations from others. And there'll be updates on that coming in the short-term future. So we're starting to look at progress on that. We'll keep you updated. Thanks also to those who have been donating very kindly to the Uniting Basket as people come in. The people at Uniting out at Grovedale, which is the base now, I'm sure people are aware of, are very appreciative of the support that is provided by Western Heights people. And be rest assured that it's being very much appreciated by our Geelong community. One last important notice that's we acknowledge is mentioned in the notices sheet, but to Sue and David Andrews on the birth of their granddaughter, Tessa Elizabeth McCubbin. Worth a round of applause, I think. Worth a round of applause. Yes. Yes. Terrific. I'm trying to think. Where are they? Oh, sorry, I was just trying to... Okay, we'll have a moment's silence before our call to worship.
Good morning, everyone. Our call to worship this morning will be responsive. Come and see, Jesus is here. Come, join in with the disciples. Come, feel their pain at his loss. And come as you are and offer this time to God. Let us pray. God of the dawning sun, amidst our daily routine and the patterns of life, to which we have grown accustomed, we pause in this time of worship to remind ourselves of the potential you have given to us and to our world. We open our hearts to the power of the Spirit that calls us to move beyond the limitation we place on your love at work in our lives. Draw us deeper into community, where fear is replaced with courage, hostility with peace, bitterness with forgiveness, indifference with compassion, and the energy of oppression is transformed into the power of your justice. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand if you're able, and we'll sing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Spread the good news all the earth. Jesus has died and has risen. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. We have been crucified with Christ, now we shall live forever. Alleluia. Alleluia, give thanks to the has proclaimed his gracious gift, new life for all. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Give praise to his name. Come, let us praise the living God. Joyfully sing to our Savior. Alleluia, alleluia. Give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Give praise to his name.
Our prayers of adoration and confession. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the power of stories, the history we recount, the images we create, the songs and hymns of praise we sing, and especially the gospel of Jesus Christ, his life and ministry of healing, feeding and forgiveness, his death and resurrection that continues to offer hope and transform lives. But every now and then, we hear a voice that unsettles all our certainties with a simple question. Why do you persecute me? Whose voice is this? Who are those we persecute? Could it be the voice of creation, the trees, oceans, rivers, animals, and all living things that depend on the vitality of earth and the water and the air we breathe? Whose is this voice of affliction, disturbing our comfort, with this haunting question, why do you persecute me? Could it be the millions of refugees, the poor excluded from global prosperity, those who suffer discrimination's assault on dignity and life? O holy God, remove the scales from our eyes that we might see with clarity. Be transformed by your grace, letting our witness join all who recognize the time of turning that we so desperately need and to which you have called us. Have mercy on us. And forgive us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hear the words of assurance. When we cast our nets into the waters of God's grace, we turn from a life of scarcity to one of love's abundance. From complicity in suffering to being agents of healing, from the sackcloth of sorrow to the joy of new life. Today we are hearing from the gospel story. Jesus on the beach with a bonfire, cooking breakfast, fish and bread. Hi, Henry. So I didn't have a barbecue to bring along or fish to cook. So I thought, well, what do we have for breakfast? What do you have for breakfast, Felicity? Raisin toast. And guess what? I've got some raisin toast here too. Because I thought that's what people have for breakfast. I also have some juice and some fruits and some cereal. Maybe that's the sort of breakfast we are accustomed to instead of fish and bread. Today is another resurrection story, another revelation of the risen Christ that comes to us as hosts offering abundance and sharing bread as well as fish. So I've got this video clip that we are going to listen to because it's about God that's with us always. So thank you, Alistair.
In our pain, our blue, our beautiful, our hard, our messy, our ugly, our struggles and our joys, God is with us. God accompanying us. God alongside us. God amid us. God among us. God beside us. God by us. God including us. God near us. God plus us. God upon us. God as companion to us. Side by side us, God in the thick of us, in the thick of our humanity, in the middle of this weary world, God is with us, in the gift and in the muck and mire of real life, we are called to be present, to be in the flesh with one another. Accompanying others, alongside others, amid others, beside others, by others, for others, including others, near others, a companion to others, side by side with others, in the thick of others.
The gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. After all these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach. But the disciples didn't know it was Jesus. He said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were just so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. The others, disciples, came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net wasn't torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they'd finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to them, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him this the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." We'll now sing the hymn, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You."
Serve you, let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace. grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, there we'll sing such harmony. One of all we have together of Christ's love and agony. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
A very simple question. A question that many couples may ask each other now and then. Or children and their parents, do you love me? Christian discipleship. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is seeking people. In Mark's Gospel, he's summoning the followers. In Luke, the focus is on partnership. But for John, Jesus appears to be looking for believers or lovers. Do you love me? The story, or part of chapter 21, can be divided into three sections. The first part is the fishing part. When Peter says, I'm going fishing, and the other said, we'll go along with you. You know, sometime in getting away from a place of fear, of guilt, of sadness and vulnerability, even if it's a familiar an ordinary place, can become a scene of extraordinary revelation or a God moment. See, for Peter and the other disciples who have been behind locked doors, they were commissioned to go and tell. Yet they were still vulnerable. even after the appearance to Thomas we heard last week. So they left this place for a moment of renewal. It was also in this first scene that we hear a willingness of fishermen to listen, to obey a command to cast the nets to the right side, and you'll find some there. The second section is an invitation for breakfast. Jesus not only cooked breakfast for the disciples, but also invited them to bring some of their catch. This resurrection story continues to offer support to the disciples by the provision of food. But there's also another important part in this invitation, and that is bring some of your catch, and together there'll be abundance to go around. This is a time of renewal for the disciples, that they too have a gift to contribute to their sense of calling. And of course, the final part of this reading comes with that conversation. Do you love me, Peter? Which concludes with, follow me. This is a very intimate and sometimes emotional scene. Many people would say, oh, asking three times emphasizes aspect of guilt and a reminder of the denial three times. But maybe Jesus here was really getting Peter to acknowledge his sense of calling, whose he is and who he belongs to. Being charged to feed the lamb, to care for the sheep and to feed the sheep is an enormous task. And here, Peter is reminded, as he says or confesses, yes, Lord, you know I love you. There are two aspects to this story that I want to pick up, especially as people called to be leaders, to be followers of Jesus Christ. The first is the sense of belonging. We all need to feel accepted in a larger group. We need to ensure that we are stable in our identity and our sense of self. Identity is not an individual affair, because our identity is most revealed through our relationship with others. We are grandparents because we have grandchildren. We are partners because of our relationship to the other. Fitting in is changing yourself to be accepted by a group, whereas belonging is being found acceptable by your group, just as you are. And that's what we all need to be, including Peter. He needed to feel the sense that he belongs to Jesus Christ. He has been restored his own identity and being recommissioned to go out as a leader into the community. We all say we are a welcoming church, ensuring that those that enter our doors feels a sense that they belong. In the Uniting Church, there are two sacraments that offer the sense of belonging. One is at our baptism, and the other is breaking bread at communion. The second important point in this narrative is that of purpose. What is our purpose? Why do we turn up Sunday in and Sunday out? It's our purpose that drives us, that draws us closer to things that give us joy. When Peter confesses, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you," Peter is given a purpose for his calling. Feed my lambs. Care for my sheep. Feed my sheep. His purpose is to be a shepherd leader, one that cares, one that feeds and nourishes. Our sense of belonging also helps us put emphasis on our purpose as followers of Jesus Christ. So as a church community, what is our purpose? Are we here because it makes us feel good? Are we here because we feel a sense of God's presence and a sense of belonging? Or are we here because God has a purpose and a vision for what it means to be followers of Christ in our time? May God continue to offer us peace as we go forward, understanding God's purpose for our community as followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are a pilgrim people. Let us stand and affirm our faith. Together we say, we believe. Lee song. Let's stand and sing.
I feel voices whispering to me, words that I can't understand, meanings I can't clearly hear, calling me to follow close, lest I leave myself behind, calling me to go into evening shadows one more time. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord. Send familiar rains falling gently on my days, dancing patterns on my pain. And I need to learn once more in the fortress of my mind to believe in falling rain. As I travel deserts dry, so I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord. As I gaze into the night, future of my years, I'm not sure I want to go past horizons that I know, and I need to learn once more, like a stirring deep within, restless till I live again. Beyond the fears that close me in, so I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord.
Our offering will now be received.
As we begin the prayers of the people, just want to mention for those who don't know that Jan Taylor's sister has just died. Dear God, as many might appreciate the relative peace and security and warmth and community around us, we try to remind ourselves of the importance to think of and pray for others. We think of those involved with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and many just wonder how humanity seems to keep reinforcing the views that we appear to learn nothing from wars. The numbers are staggering. Over 37 million people displaced by wars just since September 11. 20 million soldiers and 30 million civilians died during World War II. And what about all those injured physically and mentally? Dear God, we give thanks, though, for the generosity of countries like Germany, who recently accepted over 1 million refugees from mainly Syria, and for just over these last month, Poland accepting over 1 million refugees from Ukraine with no notice, and the many other countries recognising that urgent need and accepting huge numbers. We give thanks for the UK residents who, when asked to support Ukrainian people in a 24-hour trial to gauge interest, found that 120,000 UK residents within 24 hours offered a spare room or accommodation. It seems so difficult for us in Australia to make a major difference in Ukraine, but we also give thanks for those who are reaching out to those closer to home. We pray for all those impacted by war, directly and indirectly. We also pray for our Australian government, who in their wisdom reduced our annual resettlement visas from 18,750 to 13,750. The reasons given for the reduction were COVID. We pray for our Pacific neighbours, especially those who have been saying for many years now, collectively, in various forums, they fear for their very existence because of climate change. Many of them have said they feel their cries have been ignored by Australia, with apparent increasing words, but decreasing Australian understanding, aid, and support. We especially pray for the Solomon Islands, as they appear to feel that China is prepared to provide support for them, possibly at a cost for them. And we pray for Australia and the rest of the world. And we pray that the current tensions can be decreased and the current situation can be improved. We give thanks for the opportunity to participate in the coming democratic election process. We pray for our politicians and all involved with the election process, but are conscious that so many people have immediate needs: housing, food, health, aged care, disability, employment, family violence, education. The list seems long. Not just in Australia, not just in Victoria, not just in Geelong, but our own neighbours. We pray that our politicians from all sides can be brave enough to provide a vision for our nation, for all people, for the ongoing focus to be on costed ideas and policies and improvements, and not be sucked into the quagmire of blame, lies, staged photos and empty words. We pray that we can be encouraged to think of others in whatever ways we can, and to acknowledge the efforts of others, to affirm those around us in all the little things that so many people are trying to do to support others. We pray that that we can be encouraged to raise the issues of supporting others in our conversations, to ponder aloud the difficulties of feeling powerless, and to be prepared to look for new ideas, together. We pause for a moment to think of those amongst us, those in our hearts, those we know of, who we wish to pray for. And we finish with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And our blessing. Go and bake bread and light a barbecue. Invite some friends around to partake and share the good news that Jesus is alive. And now his blessing. Experience his love, recognize his forgiveness, and live each day in the way of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen. And just before we sing our concluding hymn, Power of Your Love, just want to acknowledge the resources used for this service. Seasons of the Spirit, Spill the Beans, the Works of the People, and the UCA Affirmation Statement. Thank you.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side. Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. To your side, and
awake, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. And I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.